Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Saturday, January 20th. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remain publicly at odds over the future of Gaza after the Israel-Hamas war. Biden continues to express support for a two-state solution. Earlier this week, Netanyahu appeared to reject the idea of creating a Palestinian state. But a source tells CNN that Netanyahu told Biden in a private phone call Friday that the comments were not meant to foreclose that outcome in any form. But today, Netanyahu's office said the prime minister told Biden Israel must retain security control over Gaza. Louisiana lawmakers have approved a new congressional map that creates a second black-majority U.S. House district in the state. The move likely puts a Republican-controlled seat at risk. Louisiana's Republican-controlled legislature approved the state's congressional boundaries in 2022, but a federal judge ruled that the map discriminated against black voters, so lawmakers had no choice but to change it. Democrats and civil rights groups have been in a legal battle with Republicans over the map since its origin, making this new one a win for them. The map now goes to the state's Republican governor, who's expected to sign it. Court records show that the special prosecutor hired by Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis to pursue the election interference case against Donald Trump bought tickets for Willis to accompany him on at least two out-of-state trips. The discovery of this information could interfere with Willis's criminal case against the former president. A hearing is scheduled for next month on a motion seeking to have Willis disqualified over allegations of a, quote, improper relationship with the prosecutor Nathan Wade. A Fulton County commissioner, a Republican who chairs the county audit committee, has launched an inquiry into the situation, alleging Willis misused county funds and claiming Wade lacks, quote, relevant experience in a case of this type and complexity, according to a letter obtained by CNN. CNN has reached out to Willis's office for comment, but Willis has already said she believes the allegations against Wade stem from racism.
I appointed three special counsel, as is my right to do, paid them all the same hourly rate. They only attack one. The black man I chose has been a judge more than 10 years, run a private practice more than 20, represented businesses in civil litigation. I ain't done, y'all.
At least 13 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a school dorm Friday night in central China. That's according to a state news agency, Xinhua. One person was also injured and remains in stable condition, the outlet reported, citing local officials. It's not clear what caused the fire, but the news agency said an investigation has been launched into the incident and a person in charge of the school has been detained. Coming up, we'll tell you the latest with the housing market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, welcome back. Last year's home sales were the lowest they've been since 1995. That's according to data from the National Association of Realtors. High prices, low inventory, and soaring interest rates all contributed to a tough market for buyers. There were just over 4 million homes sold in the U.S. last year, down 19% from 2022, a year when sales were already down. Some millennials who were able to buy a home in the last 2 years tell CNN they're struggling to pay their mortgage.
If one of us loses our job, we're in a not good place.
Rachel Gambino and her husband bought a home in 2022, but say they spend about 40% of their take-home pay on their mortgage and wish they bought in 2019 before interest rates skyrocketed.
You know, once we started getting daycare costs, it was like, we cannot afford to have another child. I'd love for him to have like a partner in crime, but we can't afford to give him that for at least 4 years. Like our family is dictated by our financials, and yeah, I just never thought it would be that way.
And that does it for today. But don't forget to tune in to CNN's One Thing with host David Rind on Sunday. And remember, our weekday episodes now drop at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.